The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, you carnivorous little seaside resorts. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
It's the show where kids ask us the questions they want answered.
And we answer the questions that the kids ask.
And then their parents hate us, even though we've taught their kids so much brilliant stuff.
Yeah, I always wondered about that. The parents often do look like they hate us. I wonder why that is.
Well, I suppose some parents just don't really like learning and educationism. Do you know what we say to that? If you don't like learning and educationism,
you're a poo. I suppose the parents will hate us even more now because we just called them a poo.
Well, do you know what we say to that?
If you hate us for calling you a poo,
you're an even bigger poo.
Okay, maybe we should stop insulting all the parents who are listening and get on with the show. This week, we paid another visit to Oxmouth. Yeah, we went back to Oxmouth to see our old friends Megan and Rosa. And you know what? I think they looked a bit cleverer than before. You know, because all the amazing learning and educationism we'd done on them the first time we met them.
Yeah, see, learning and educationism is important, you poos.
And when it comes to learning children up and educationalising them, we're the fellows for the job. This time, Rosa and Meg wanted to know why oranges are called oranges. Why does gravity go up and not down? Who made up dance? All sorts of things, in fact. So, roll the tape, whatever that means!
Question one.
Why are oranges called oranges?
That's
because they're orange. Have you not seen it? Never seen an orange? It's orange. It's as orange as the day is blue. How could you ask a question like why are orange? Yep. Why is that orange thing
a day
called
is
an orange?
Blue. A day is always blue in England.
Do you think days of the week feel like different colours in your mind?
No. Yeah.
Oh, hello. We got a taker. What do you? Are they always the same colour? Like, is a Wednesday always one colour and a Thursday always another
colour?
Yeah,
it's always Monday's red, Tuesday's orange, Wednesday's yellow, Thursday's green, and Friday's purple.
Yeah, what about Saturday?
It's like a rainbow, but you missed out blue.
I did. Saturday's blue.
Is Saturday blue?
What about Sunday?
And Sunday, I forgot about Sunday.
Tartan.
Okay.
It's tartan Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Violet,
yeah.
Isn't it violet?
It's violet.
Ah. So Tuesday's orange, and that's why oranges are called orange.
No, if Tuesday's orange, then why isn't lemon called yellow after Thursday?
It is.
No, it's not. It's called a lemon.
Lemon's its nickname.
No, oranges are called oranges because a Tuesday is orange, and oranges are always planted on a Tuesday by the farmers.
And so if lemons are always planted on a Thursday...
No, you can plant lemons any day.
No.
You can. Yeah.
No, they're always on a Thursday.
No, they're not. You're just making stuff up now.
You're making stuff
up. I'm not making stuff up. How many times have I got to tell you? An orange
you
is always...
You are making stuff up.
Listen, an orange is always planted on a Tuesday. An orange can only be grown on a Tuesday. And an orange can only be grown in three countries. And it can only be planted on a Tuesday.
Which countries are those?
Yes, yeah, Spain.
Spain.
Wales.
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 Wales, totally Wales.
And... Turkey. Spain, Wales and Turkey.
That's why some oranges are called turkey oranges.
So why is a turkey called turkey?
A turkey is called turkey because
they're only grown in the middle of the night. And the middle of the night is turkey.
Right. And also
isn't it the
middle of the night, what do you do when you go to bed? You put the key in your door and turn the key. And so
sure
because a turkey can only grow in the middle of the night, that's why it's called a turkey. And that's why an orange grows in Turkey.
Why did they grow in Spain though?
Does anyone know why Spain grows oranges?
Oranges,
that's right. Why does a turkey grow in Spain? Does anyone know the answer to that?
Because they don't.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Because they don't.
No, that's not right. The answer is...
That's what they tell you, right, in key stage two. But when you get to key stage three...
Which is actually short for turkey stage three.
Turkey stage three.
Okay.
They explain things more carefully.
Much more
carefully.
And say,
we gave you the simple version before, but actually it's a bit
We are in key stage three.
Well, why don't you know about this? So a turkey can grow a...
Because we're seeing if you know.
Grow a Spain... Because of this famous explorer, Martino Orange.
Turkey.
No,
they said
Martino Orange translated the Rosetta Stone on a Friday.
She move on to the next.
And no, we haven't finished with this yet. It's interesting.
You're learning something.
So Martino Orange found a big stone in a forest.
Forest?
Yes, a forest. What's wrong with the forest? You think I've made up that now? A forest?
There's a forest outside.
Well, then, you know they exist.
What, do you think I secretly planted
all
that?
Have you never found a stone in there?
Can you find... Okay, let's take this logically. Let's break it down. Rosa, concentrate.
I am.
Are you sure you're in the key stage three?
No.
She said stage two.
Oh, you're in stage two. That's why you don't know. Okay, so you understand you can find a stone in a forest, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes a stone could have writing on it, yeah?
It could do.
Well, then, it's not much of a stretch to understand that a Spanish explorer called Martino
Orange
found the Rosetta Stone in a
forest
and took it to
Turkey.
To
Spain.
Turkey to Spain.
I think Meg made that up.
I think Meg's been listening.
Yeah,
that is called learning, mate. That's called applied knowledge.
Yeah,
no idea.
Martino Orange found a stone in a turkey on a Friday, and he locked his door with a turn of the key,
and he painted it orange,
and he grew up,
and he took it to Spain.
Any other questions on that subject matter?
No, I think we should move on.
That was a very good question.
We comprehensively answered that.
A lot of people, by the way, just think an orange is called an orange because it's orange. So we got there in the end. High five, everyone! Thanks, guys. Oh, hold on. Let's see. You know who we haven't had a question from for a while? It's Anthony Plum. So
Anthony!
Anthony.
How are you doing, Plum? Fella? Any questions?
No. Maybe, would you...
No.
A little bit shy. Well, we don't want to push him, but maybe we'll have something from Anthony later. Let's have another question from Rosa and Meg.
Question two.
Why does gravity go down and not up?
Firstly, where does the word gravity come from? Does anyone know?
This is grave.
This is a grave situation we're in right now. Yeah, that means you're enjoying yourself a lot, I can tell, yeah?
Maybe some scientists?
Yes, it comes from some scientists.
From some scientists, grave.
So we both got it, yay.
Yeah.
Yes, you both got it.
Exactly.
Now, who were the scientists and why did they have the grave? To answer that question, we have to travel all the way back in time, not for real, because time can only go forwards, but we have to travel...
Ooh, good question.
We have to go back in time in our imaginations and in our educational imaginations, and I'm going to tell you how we do that with the words that come out of my mouth. Back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago lived the scientists, Dr. Flemings.
And Dr. Caboodle.
And Dr. Pistorius.
And Dr. Shin.
And Dr. Shin's wife, Tracy. And back then, when all the scientists ruled the Earth... Clubbing the saber-toothed tigers to death and doing the mathematical equations to wipe the woolly mammoths out.
Yeah, even though they had such tiny, tiny arms.
Tiny arms.
Tiny arms.
Tiny arms and very long tails. Mm. The scientists would go around thwumping everything they could find. Thwump, thwump, thwump. Now what?
Going, it's all right, we're scientists.
Nothing bad will ever happen to us because from our calculations, there'll never be an ice age. What happened after that?
There was an ice age.
There was an ice age. What does it go to show altogether? Scientists sometimes don't know that there's an ice age coming. Exactly.
Which is ridiculous because King Ice of the Ice Age was a prince beforehand and was the heir to the throne, so they should have seen the ice age coming.
They should have seen that coming.
What does this have to do with our question about gravity?
Well, we're getting to that. You can't just answer these questions from nowhere. We have to delve into the history.
No, of course you can't.
No, exactly. You can't just pull these out of thin air, these answers. You've got to give you some context.
Unfortunately, Rosa, we're not all like you, just content to make things up willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, the scientists were smashing everything up with their beaks, right?
Their giant hairy beaks.
And Tracy was just watching, looking on. Because, by the way, back then, the women weren't allowed to do the work. Now they can do work as well. So if a woman wants to smash up stuff with her beak these days, 9 times out of 10, that's perfectly acceptable. But back when the scientists ruled the Earth, no way. Right. Just no way. So Tracy just
stood there shaking her head and making sandwiches.
Making sandwiches. So scientists...
Isn't making sandwiches what? It's,
no, it was her hobby.
It was,
she didn't get paid for it. She wasn't a sandwich shop.
Oh.
For goodness sake.
Oof.
So anyway, the scientists are smashing everything up, right? The ice age is creeping up closer to them. They haven't noticed. Too busy thwacking. The ice age turns them all into snowmen suddenly out of nowhere, right? What happens after the ice age?
Carrots for noses.
Carrots for noses. Carrots for noses. Hi, you're listening to Carrots for Noses. Come on down. Let's all play Carrots for Noses.
Carrots for Noses was, of course, the greatest explorer of that time.
Carrots for Noses, yeah. He was from Finland. Carrots for, first name.
Noshish.
Carrots for Noshish. He comes along, he sees the snowman, right? So he's an explorer. He gets his pickaxe out, smashes them all to bits.
Of course.
Doesn't know they're actually scientists frozen in time. Smashes them to bits. And so
I thought you said time could only go forwards.
It did go forwards. But it's frozen for a long time, if that will help.
Okay.
Carriage for Noshish. Smashes the snowman to bits, accidentally kills all the scientists. What does he do to stop everybody finding out what he's done? He digs there.
A hole.
Grave.
Also known as a hole.
So he digs the grave. And then when he's digging the grave, right, all the earth falls down.
And buries him.
And buries him under the force of...
time.
Oh, this it's again. Like you haven't been listening at all.
See, I'm disgusted by Oxnard. These people.
They desperately need a university.
They desperately. If there's one thing Oxnard town needs, it's a university.
Why don't we take you into town and show you the new university?
Yeah, it's what you say is the university.
They show you the university we have in Oxford.
That's not a university.
You don't. That's a primary one, school. Actually. We walk past that on
that's
the way
just
here.
Where they film Inspector Morse
not
or something.
That one. It's the one in town.
They're so naive.
Where do we begin?
Meg, trying to we're just trying to educate you.
You're educating me by telling me things that aren't true.
No!
Did you know?
The African galloping horse chestnut tree can run twice as fast as a cheetah and produces almost 10 times as many conkers.
Did you know?
The koala bear is so named because someone looked at it once and said, look at that thing, Jeff, let's call it a koala bear. Koala bears can grow up to 100 miles in length and weigh as much as 6 kilograms. They eat eucalyptus leaves, which are a type of paint.
Question 3.
Who made up dance?
Oh.
Now that would be Madame Madeline Dance of the dance family,
yep,
or dance troupe. Yep. As they like to call themselves.
Yep.
And that was squad.
Or squad. Dance squad.
Dance posse.
She, well, it wasn't really dance squad until she married Captain Thermopylae Squad. And then they became
Thermopylae
the dance
sounds
squads.
Like Monopoly.
It does, yeah. That's
it does,
was,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like Monopoly.
And he was furious
did
about
he
that.
Make up Monopoly?
He hated that.
He had a hand in it.
But they got rid of that and replaced it with Little Dog.
Yeah, the hand wasn't very popular. It, was
it wasn't
bit,
very. No one wanted to be the hand.
No, it was the iron, it was the dog, it was the battleship, it was the hand. And it wasn't just like a little metal hand like the others, it was a proper human
hand. It was his hand.
It was horrible.
Dreadful. And it meant they could only sell one version of the game.
So anyway, he married the...
So he married...
the troop lady.
Madame Madeline Dance.
Oh, Madame Dance, sorry, yeah.
When she, and so, and thus she became Madame Madeline Dance Troop.
Yep.
That's squad. Right.
Then
squad.
She became Madeline Madeline.
She divorced Toby Troop.
Yep.
And married Thermopylae Squad.
How many children did they have together?
Enough to form a synchronised swimming team.
Which is how that was started.
So but nice that was later than dance.
Yeah, but it was nice that they always had an eye on branching out into other
sports.
Oh, yeah,
they were always thinking, always moving forward.
And sometimes to the side, and then twirling around.
Kicking their legs.
Exactly what the dance troupe...
Which is pretty much how it happened.
Happened, because they had a lot of floors in their house, didn't they?
That were very, very hot.
And slippery.
Really hot and slippery floors.
Could they afford carpets?
They could. Not.
They could not. Why not?
Because carpets had only just been invented.
That's
there were
right.
only 4 in the whole of the world, and so they were extremely expensive.
There was one.
How expensive?
Oh, so expensive. You know all the money in the world?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't that expensive. The thing about the carpets was there were 4 carpets in the world. There was one in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
There was one in Spain.
Spain and one
Wales.
In Wales.
And one in Wales. Where was the 4th carpet?
In England.
Yes.
Okay.
And the carpet's name was?
Carpet time.
Right. So let's just recap. We've got some carpets and Madame Dance and Captain Troop.
Captain Squad.
No,
Squad.
Captain Squad. Squad.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know.
Toby Troop was her ex.
Oh, yeah, her ex, yeah. So they couldn't afford the carpet, so it's quite irrelevant. They came and slipping and sliding all over the mansion floor.
And then one of them thought, hang on a minute, there's something in this.
It's
this
dance.
Slipping and sliding and jumping about.
It's
we could
dance.
Call this something.
Yeah.
And Captain Troop
yeah.
said, my darling, I love you more than life itself.
But Captain Troop was her yeah. ex.
No, that was Toby, wasn't it?
Yeah, Toby Troop. Toby
oh, yeah.
Troop.
Yeah, well, he'd broken into their house. Toby Troop had broken into the house of the dance squads.
Right.
And said,
that's
my darling,
right.
I love you more than
that's
life itself.
Correct.
This thing that you're doing is absolutely wonderful. I must name it after you. I'm going to call it...
Dance.
Madeline. And she said, that's a stupid name. Call it Dance. He went, okay, fair enough. And then he moved to England.
And that is where... Yeah. We get the common phrase, Look at the people over up there.
See?
There you go. It's as easy as that.
Question four.
Is the universe infinite? If it's not, what is beyond the universe?
Wow, that's a great question.
That's awesome.
There's so many answers to that.
So many. I feel like my mind has expanded just to fit all the answers into that.
The first question is, how big is the universe itself, right? So the universe is, I would say, 1,000 miles in every direction.
I would have thought about, maybe a little bit.
4,000 miles wide?
4,000 miles wide
by
about
4,000, of course.
Yeah, 2 inches thick.
Probably weighs about half a ton, I shouldn't wonder. And
yeah, you couldn't lift it.
You couldn't.
Even together.
So it is massive.
Huge.
It's enormous. But the thing is, right, if you break a bit off of it, it repairs itself like a lizard. That's the other important thing about it.
Of course.
If you break a bit off a lizard, a bit of the universe grows back on the lizard. So you've done what's called a universal lizard swap.
Oh, right. Yeah. So that's why we get part of lizards.
Lizards in our universe.
And that's why sometimes you need a telescope to look at a lizard.
That's correct.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, when you get a planet with rings around it.
Yeah.
What are the rings made of?
The lizard.
Lizards. Not whole lizards, lizard scales. Which is why Saturn means frilled lizard in Greek.
Does it?
Yep. So Saturn is the most scaly planet, right? Probably the tastiest planet is Mercury. What flavour would Mercury taste off if you could get up there to have a bit?
Isn't Mercury grey?
I thought it was cheese. Yeah.
So, no, that's cheesy. The moon. Get it right.
So
Mercury's grey, so it would be peach.
It would be peach.
Because it's grey.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Neptune. I've tried a bit of Neptune.
Neptune's blue, so it would definitely be an apple.
An apple.
Apple.
Spot on.
Apple.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what's the most licoricey planet?
Oh,
trick question, none of them. Now, here's the question. How big is the universe? It's got to take all of those planets into account, all of those flavours. So, as we say, about 4 miles across.
4 miles across.
20 deep. And then if you tried to shovel it up on a spade, you wouldn't be able to.
You probably couldn't even fit it in a wheelbarrow.
Not the whole thing.
No. So, I mean, maybe a bit of it.
So the question is there anything beyond that? Yes, there is.
What is it?
Well, it's all the stuff that...
Couldn't fit in the wheelbarrow.
Let me put it this way. You get the whole universe, right? You get the whole universe. You put it in a room, right?
Mm-hmm.
A big room.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously a big room.
Okay.
I mean, that'd be silly.
So that's it. And then you say, there you go. The whole universe is in a room. But then what happens when you open the door? What's outside?
Everything else. I mean, obviously you'd have to fold up the universe to fit it in the room.
Right. And then you go outside. But if you do that, you tend to see yourself coming back at you. And what you find out is you've opened a door into another exact room of yourself, but it's the evil version of you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Imagine the evil version of you.
That would be kind of good.
Just be released into the universe.
You'd have a little argument over crisps, because the evil version would like cheese and onion, and obviously you're good, so you like salt and vinegar. I'll be awful.
I need to say something.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I am the evil version of me.
Hold on a second. What universe are we in?
We opened that door again, didn't we? No. I told you not to open that
but
door.
But it's such a nice looking door.
It was a lovely looking door.
Yeah, it was violet. We painted
that,
it violet.
Behind that will be evil versions of Rosa and Meg, and it's going to be a nightmare. And it's going to go on for hours.
Hold on, you know, back in the other universe.
I love the other universe.
What about those two versions of like Meg and Rosa that we locked up because we thought they were
evil? Because we thought they were evil. We better go and get them.
Oh, but
we can't go back now.
You're in an alternate universe.
You will never leave.
Can't we fold the universe up into this room and then open the door again?
Nah, it doesn't work twice.
Stupid worky one.
So hold on, we ended up in the wrong universe.
Yeah, and you're
staying. No wonder you're just making stuff up.
You know, you're making
this
stuff up.
This is the making up stuff universe. I knew we should have opened the door. We've got to get back. We've got to get back to the universe where children don't make stuff up and they listen properly.
Yeah.
We're listening.
Oh, we're
listening.
Are you? Oh, we're
there. That was easy.
Yeah. Oh,
brilliant.
Yeah, we're
you
back.
Just have to
we're
wish.
Back.
Hey guys, back. You'll never guess who we just met.
Who?
It was you, but it was a different you.
It's the evil versions of you.
They were.
It was very, very weird.
They were awful, weren't they?
Oh, they weren't. No, they weren't pleasant.
Oh, not like you.
We're the evil versions of us.
We gotta run!
Question five.
Are you two the most stupid adults in the world?
How?
We've come all this way.
We were asked...
Dare you!
To Oxnard?
You sit here in the middle of Oxnard.
Wherever that is.
A town that doesn't even have a
university. No university at Oxnard!
And you...
And you have the gall...
A common childling...
Ugh.
...to ask a question of two of the finest minds in this or any other universe.
Yes.
You...
Ew.
Me.
Oh, you disgust me.
I'm appalled. I've never been so insulted in my life.
Your mind is the best, and we were asking if that was true.
Oh, thanks very much.
Oh, yeah, never remember. Yeah. So are you two the most
brilliant
minds of our generation? I don't want to brag about it.
I don't like to show off, but...
I would say we're up there. It probably goes like Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Stephen Fry. Stephen King.
Stephen Hendry.
Steve and his pal Terry.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Hare.
Steve Hare.
Stevie Nicks.
Steve
Adore. Stevie Teeth.
Stevie Teeth.
Stevie Windows.
Stevie Teeth.
And yeah. You two.
I would, and then us two, yeah.
Yeah.
Stevie Quinlan and Stevie Stanton. What was the most surprising fact you learnt today, do you think?
That you two are the most brilliant in the world.
I didn't find that surprising.
Well, there we are. We sorted it out as usual. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, if you need teaching about things and no one else can help...
If your mum and dad threaten to turn the car around, by George I will, I'll turn this car around and none of us will go on holiday. Every time you ask a question from the back seat.
If you feel like every time you try to ask someone something, they get really annoyed and say, if you don't stop asking me stuff, I'm going to empty a large jar of olives on your head. And you keep asking them stuff, and then they go to a nearby supermarket and buy a large jar of olives, and then come back and open a large jar of olives, and then they empty a large jar of olives all over your head.
There is a solution. Ask the people who care.
Ask the clever grown-ups!